It's Rutland and Stamford Sound. We're here on Family Mediation Week. I'm here with Ruth Hay, who is a mediator in our area. And Ruth is from Divorce Mediation Resolution. Now, tell us about, well, mediation to start with. What is mediation?
Mediation is where you use a neutral third party, really, to help you to have a conversation, which is quite difficult. And we're there to try and steer that conversation so that you can come up with some productive outcomes.
And Family Mediation Week is highlighting the services and the information, I suppose, that's available, almost like the pathways, really.
Yeah, Family Mediation Week is an opportunity for the mediation community to raise awareness of family mediation. The aim is to let more people know what the benefits of it are, encourage separating couples to think about mediation as a way of helping them to take control. They're making the decisions together, they're not passing that responsibility to someone else, and they can build a positive future for their families.
So effectively, I guess that's in a way why it's important to raise awareness once a year. And this time of year is, you know, a time of change for a lot of people. And I guess you tend to see more people finding out what's available.
Yeah, and I think the government has put mediation at the forefront of its strategy to support families and reduce the need for courts to be used to resolve those disputes. The courts want to encourage people to use non-court dispute resolution where possible, and they actually expect them to have tried something before they apply to court. There are always exceptions where the court route is needed, and the mediator can help you understand what some of those pathways are.
So where do you find a family mediator?
So you can find a family mediator on the Family Mediation Council website. They hold a register of the accredited family mediators, and you can see who's working in your area, who's working online, in person, nationally. So that's the place to go if you want to find an accredited mediator.
And people may be thinking about this. They may think about costs. And the government was able to help for a long time in providing a voucher to actually get you started on this journey.
Yeah, the current voucher scheme, which offers £500 towards a child-related mediation case, is still in place, and it's currently running until March 26. And I think everybody in the mediation community has their fingers crossed that that's going to be extended by the current government. Legal aid is also available for mediation for individuals who are on lower incomes, and that will be assessed for you when you make an inquiry with somebody. Many people think that legal aid is only available where there has been domestic abuse, and that is not the case. There is a means-tested entry level as well. So it's really important that people think about that as well when it's looking at costs.
And the whole thing about mediation is avoiding as much of the legal route as possible.
Yes, and I think a lot of the time, couples separating don't know where to go. They don't know what's available to them. They're in that sort of tornado of emotion. They can't think clearly. They're not really wanting to search and find out what's happening. A lot of them will know about solicitors and they'll know about court. So if you contact a family mediator, you'll undertake what they call a MIAM assessment. It's called a mediation information assessment meeting. And at that meeting, the mediator will explain to you how mediation can assist, but they'll also tell you about other non-court dispute resolutions, things like collaborative lawyers, arbitration, and they'll also look at things like, what does this person need? Do they need some additional support? Do they need some financial support? Do they need help to be able to move them forward? Mediators will signpost you to all of those things, and they will help you to gather more information to be able to make informed choices.
And I guess ultimately it's to get a positive outcome from what at the time seems a really desperate and sad situation.
Yes, it is. And I think you're so emotional at that point in time. Somebody just steadying that ship for you and saying, look, you know, these are all the pathways that you can take. The other thing is a lot of people don't realise that children can be seen in mediation as well, depending on what age they are. The voices can be brought into those parents' discussions regarding the arrangements for them. If you've never done this before, you don't know. And you kind of go, well, where do I go? You know, you have no experience. The more information you have, the more informed choice you make. Mediation isn't for everybody, and it's not suitable for everybody. If there are cases where domestic abuse has occurred, mediation may not be appropriate, but some of the other options may be. But you may just go, well, where do I go? What do I do? So for me, that MIAM assessment with somebody looking at the whole situation, almost triaging it, saying, what do we need? Where do we need to go? Absolutely critical.
So what would be your message for this week, Family Mediation Week, Ruth?
I would say please check out some of the webinars. They cover topics from Beginner's Guide to Mediation on Children and Finances, Tools for Teachers Supporting Children in Separating Families, and there's even a Q&A with this morning's Agony Aunt, Deirdre Sanders, about family separation and mediation. All the links are on the Rutland and Stanford events page. If you have any questions about mediation, please do call or email me for a free initial inquiry. I am happy to help. And thank you very much for taking the time.
Ruth Hay of Divorce Mediation Resolution, thank you very much for joining us on Rutland and Stanford Sound as always.
Thank you.